All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 18th, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Please bow your ears. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We do this well. We pray for those that we have loved out and we've done it for us. We give you gratitude. We pray for those who have been fighting out for lots of years and others to hear their prayers. We pray for all the citizens of Jefferson County and Jefferson, Mexico City, and the authorities of Jefferson County. We ask you to pray for us to pray for us.
Amen. All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides with Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with Adapco Inc., Alligare Crop Production Service Inc., and Target Specialty Products for a fourth and final one-year renewal from April 19, 2016 to April 18, 2017. Proposed price increases are shown on the attachment due to increases in manufacturing costs. Item B is to consider and approve Motorola Service Annual Agreement for the countywide 800 millihertz radio system in the amount of $675,200.04 for the period from May 1st, 2016 to April 30th, 2017. That cost is shared by all local entities in Jefferson, Hardin, and Orange County. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for health and welfare for the purchase of 8 laptops in the amount of $4,374. Item B is to consider and approve acceptance of a $500 donation from Linebarger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson for marketing materials for the upcoming 2016 North and East Texas County Judges and Commissioners Conference in Galveston. They'll be used to promote that conference to be held in Beaumont in the summer of 2017, and Commissioner Alford is the new president of that organization. Item C is consider and approve applying for a 2016 Fort Security Grant Program and ratifying and authorizing the county auditor to submit the application through the grants.gov and ND Grants FEMA portal. The estimated grant request is $285,768 with a match of $71,442, which will be funded $65,288 from county funds and $6,154 from seed funds. Item B is to receive and file the financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending January 31st, 2016. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 419-521 through 419-743. Do I have a motion on those items under county auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Yes.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on any of those matters under auditor? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under county commissioners, we have one item A to consider and possibly approve Ms. Glenda Shallow to be appointed to Jefferson County Tourism Commission. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Ms. Shallow, she had to be discussed in the first.
We appreciate you. For those of you who do not know what the Tourism Commission is, there is a hotel motel tax that's assessed like there are in many, well, every city and county that you go to, and that hotel motel tax goes into a fund which has to be used for developing and promoting tourism and events, festivals, and ball tournaments and things of that nature. And the Tourism Commission is responsible for evaluating those grant requests and forward those on to Commissioner's Court for final approval. So we appreciate your offer to assist in that. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under District Clerk, we have one item. A, to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Arlene Vincent for 17 years of dedicated service as a deputy clerk in Jefferson County District Clerk's office and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her future endeavors. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Smith, would you like to bring Ms. Vincent up to the podium? And I'll read this resolution. It says, whereas Arlene Vincent has devoted 17 years and 3 months of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, whereas she has gone over, above and beyond the call of duty to make sure the citizens of Jefferson County have been provided with excellent customer service, Arlene has shared her life with her co-workers and blessed all who have known and worked with her throughout her career. A work family will carry with them a lifelong memory of a beautiful person and dedicated worker. Her loyal friendship, organizational skills, and baking abilities will truly be missed by all. Whereas Arlene has dedicated her exceptional work ethic and knowledge to her position as Deputy Clerk of Jefferson County District Clerk's Office, and has unselfishly served as Deputy District Clerk in both the Civil Division and the Criminal Division of the District Clerk's Office, and earned the respect of her colleagues, and having made a significant contribution to the District Clerk's Office, Arlene is recognized for going above and beyond what was asked of her to promote the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, as well as her generous contribution to many charitable organizations. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Arlene Vincent for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
Arlene's definitely not shy, so I will let her close it out. But I just wanted to say that she would truly be missed. She is a valuable co-worker. She has two things that really make working here special. She's compassionate, and she has a tremendous work ethic. And I'm sure that can be contributed to her parents. She always tells me, oh, you're not going to miss me, and the position can be filled. Position can be filled, but not the person that was sitting in that position. So I just, you know, only had the opportunity to work for her for a year and a half, but it was truly a blessed year and a half that I shared the workplace with her. So we are going to truly miss our name.
I just want to say thank you to my family for getting out in this weather. I know it was looking pretty bad this morning. I'm truly going to miss my Jefferson County family because you become family, especially after 17 years. I'm just ready to move on to something besides coming to work every day. So it'll be an adjustment, but I think I'll be fine. I've had the privilege of working with three district clerks. Johnny Appleman hired me, Lolita Ramos, and Jamie Smith. And I think I've saved the best for last. So thank you.
Hold on just a minute. Oh, okay, great. I'll let you present.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll introduce your husband and maybe your family.
And we have a resolution which we will have framed for you, Arlene.
Thank you.
Under engineering, we have one item, A, to execute, receive, and file a plat for Garcia addition, a 3.9-acre tract out of M. Sherino survey located in Precinct 4, lost along East Glenbrook and Galding Road, and is just outside Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by everybody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under human resources, we have one item, A, to consider and possibly approve and receive and file revisions to the personnel policies, practices, and procedures manual, section 5.11, computer, electronic mail, and internet use policy. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Kerry, if you and Paul or whoever you want to come up here and give a explanation of what we're attempting to accomplish and why.
This is a very serious issue.
This actually happened to us out at Fool Park. They demanded a ransom in exchange for the keys to unlock the system that would allow us to then use them in the system again. We did not pay the ransom, but Paul and his crew spent an enormous amount of time. It took more time than what the ransom would have cost to restore the system.
Excuse me, Paul, if I can interject, would you explain so that everybody has a good understanding when you mean using outside email? Go into detail what you mean by that.
Okay.
do you feel it's a problem if we are aware of conference and we access
So is there looking at situations like that? Is there, I guess, wiggle room, for lack of better terms, in this where situation may dictate?
Definitely, particularly dealing with state agencies where there's too many Americans that don't consider it, So I wouldn't send it to my personal email account and search it out.
So with that being said, I mean, with that situation with AG's office, how do we solve that problem? Because we know our attorney has to have contact with them. How do we fix that?
Been a problem, particularly with Motiva, because a lot of Motiva shells or emails originate from Europe. Those don't come from there. Questions from any member of the court or any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. We hope that everybody will be careful out on the roads. Our only notation of roadways that are unpassable now in Jefferson County or at the underpass at MLK and Lavaca. If you live in Hardin County, I think Farm to Market Road 770 and 787 and parts of 105 going west at the Hardin County line are covered over with water. So be careful out there, and if you don't need to travel, don't.
And we've been thankful for DD6 and all those retention ponds because it has tremendously helped.
And it really, you know, we were talking about that this morning. It really is a testament to the work that's been done in Jefferson County on flood control and improvement and work that DD6 and DD7 and DD3 have done. Because, you know, over these last several months, as Orange and Newton County has been devastated, and Harris County is being devastated right now. Senator Creighton called about 30 minutes ago, and you've got 5 foot of water on a lot of his roads in northwestern Harris County, and a lot of property damage. So we're very fortunate that we've had very far-sighted leaders of our drainage districts over the years.
We have to have $24 million in grant money to benefit us from this.
That's right. Well, thank you all for being here today. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.